Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Astros lefty kicks and deals in the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. The ball game's over. Fastball, Rojas trying to check, but he went around, and that's it for the Phils tonight as they drop the opener. 1-0. Rangers Suarez terrific until allowing a home run in the eighth to Cooper Hummel. That's the only run of tonight's game, and the Phillies fall 1-0.
Yeah, that was it last night. A frustrating one. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. On a big day, the NBA draft tonight, the Sixers with the third pick. And we are live today from McGurk's in Langhorne, one of their newest locations. And then we haven't been this one yet, so we're happy to be here. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. This is kind of far, man. I mean, coming up
well,
this way,
you,
it's nice.
This is my neck of the woods.
They do a great job. Of all the ones that we've been to, haven't seen a bad one yet.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, with the TVs and the nostalgia from, you know, the locals and everything, the area. It's pretty cool.
You know, though, they do have all the locals. I've never seen you on one of the walls here.
Nah.
You should complain about that.
Nah, for what? I mean, they feed me, so I'm cool with that.
You know,
they
have Bryce Harper, though. I mean, they have a bunch of Phillies and Eagles. No, Hugh. But, all right, we got a lot to discuss today. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Elliot's going to join the show at 12. The man is in denial over the Ace Bailey situation. We'll get to a lot of NBA draft, what the Sixers should and shouldn't do tonight, and will they trade down from number three. So all that to come. But, Hugh, we got to start with last night. So there's the good and there's the not good, right? The good, actually the great. How about Ranger Suarez?
Man,
I mean, this is
to get paid.
And he's going to get paid if he pitches like this.
Yes.
He was. I mean, I thought for about three innings there in the middle, like around the second, third, fourth inning, I was like, he might do this tonight. He might throw a no hitter. He had that kind of stuff last night. Look, he made one mistake in the eighth inning. I mean, he pitched as good of a game as you can against a team that hits lefties on the road in Houston. He was remarkable last night. He deserved better than a loss in that game.
Yeah, and you know, I got a chance to look in on that game, man, and it was like in the fifth inning or something, and it was still 0-0, and I was like, oh, we have a pitcher's duel going. And you know what? Immediately, what I thought about, man, it would be nice to have Bryce Harper if he was ready to go.
Well, sure would.
You know, and because especially after the conversation that we were having yesterday about how they were doing without him, those are the type of moments, in my opinion, that Bryce Harper kind of lives for. Might not necessarily be a majestic home run, but, you know, put a run on the board. That's kind of what you need in that moment. Maybe move some runners or something like that. But I immediately thought about him and him not being out there. If he was, maybe this would be a different outcome.
Well, it should have been a different outcome. Unfortunately, it wasn't. So Ranger gives up a home run in the bottom of the eighth. Then we get to the top of the ninth. And, Hugh, what bothered me last night and frustrated me last night was you could see the Phillies losing a postseason game just like that, right?
We have.
And I could see it happening this October where they get excellent starting pitching and late in the game, whether it be the starter, if he's still out there, was Ranger, or maybe it's one of the bullpen guys, the other team scores a run, right? Eventually you're going to give up a run. And the offense just couldn't get anything back. And then we fast forward to the top of the ninth inning. And the game ended with Johan Rojas to bat. He strikes out against Josh Hader. And it wasn't just that he struck out. I mean, before the at-bat, you could have predicted he probably wasn't going to get a hit off of one of the best closers in baseball. But it was the at-bat. It's the way he approached the at-bat. Let's listen to T-Mac and Rube last night on the broadcast, NBC Sports Philadelphia, describing how they felt watching Rojas go through that final at-bat.
2-0.
I would really like to see Johan take a pitch here to give and put a little heat on Hader to throw strikes, especially with Trey Turner hitting next.
Nope. That was ball three. You got to take a pitch there. I know you're not going to always get a fastball, but you're down one. You're in the top of the ninth inning. You're the number nine hitter. This guy's got three hits, two extra base hits against Hader.
Totally agree with you.
I love the nope from T-Mac.
Yeah,
nope.
Shout out to T-Mac, too. He became a grandpa.
He did, yes.
Became a grandpa, man. So shout out to that, man. He became a grandpa. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, congratulations to the McCarthy family. Hugh, that was – look, did I go into the at-bat expecting Rojas to get a hit? No. But that – you got to take that pitch at 2-0. I mean, you're inviting – if Hader throws two more balls in that at-bat, you're getting the top of the order, right? You're getting Trey Turner back to the plate. You're getting a chance to get Schwarber to the plate to maybe win the game. It was a bad at-bat. There are always bad at-bats by Johan Rojas. And, you know, the whole thing is extremely frustrating because you have Rojas who can't execute an at-bat in a big moment if his life depended on it. And then you get Topper who let him hit in that spot. So when you watched that last night and you saw it and you saw it played out, who do you blame? Is it Rojas for the at-bat or is it Topper for just letting him hit to begin with?
Rojas. That's Rojas' fault. There's been too many times since I've been here, and I'm only going in a 3-year sampling size because that's how long I've been here.
Well, that's been his career.
Yeah. And there's been moments. What was it? The Arizona game. Was it the Arizona series?
Yep.
Yeah. Where he left the bat on his shoulders, and we went home, and people were upset about it. And the reason why I say it's his fault because you had to know that the way that game was going, that there is a strong possibility that you might be in that situation. And for you not to take a pitch. See, this is what I was talking about yesterday when I said that, or the other day when I talked about players reverting to what they know, reverting to the mean,
yeah.
No matter how well you've been trying to hit or anything like that. You get into a moment and you do what's comfortable. And for him, what's comfortable is swinging at everything that he sees. You have to be smart in a situation like that. So it's his fault because you've had – for a person that has been given as many opportunities as you've been given to stick and stay.
Yeah, it's been 3 years.
For you not to evolve as a player, that's on you. And Topper, you know, I know it's easy to blame Topper in this situation because he's the manager and he has to have a feel for his players. But you also have to give your players a chance to grow. You know, you can't stunt his growth. You can't take him out in that moment because you know what potentially is going to happen. You have to let him work through that, but unfortunately, he didn't do that. So that's Rojas' fault.
Yeah, so I understand your point, but I'm done waiting for Rojas to grow. I put that on Rob Thompson last night, and I understand the bench isn't exactly – Matt Stairs isn't sitting there. I understand that. You don't have that kind of pinch hitter on the bench. But last night's bench did have some of their regular players, right? Brandon Marsh was on the bench because a lefty had started the game, and Max Kepler's on the bench because a lefty had started the game. Bryson Stott was on the bench because a lefty had started the game. And I know a lefty is on the mound in Hader, and he's nasty. I get that. But sometimes I think Rob Thompson is too beholden to this is what I'm doing here, and this is the platoon advantage, and I got to send the righty up against the lefty. In that spot last night, anyone on the bench would have given him a better at-bat than Rojas. Anyone. I mean, you could have picked any of the three of them out. Stott, because maybe he'd work a walk. Marsh has actually hit better against lefties this year than he used to hit. And if they don't think Max Kepler could run into a home run there, then why is he even on the team anymore? They gave him $10 million. I'm not asking him to go up there and be an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
Just swing for a home run, and maybe you run into one and it's a tie game. We always joke about the definition of insanity. It's insanity to send Rojas to the plate against that guy, you know, maybe the best closer in baseball, one of the top three or four, and expect him to get a hit. I mean, what player has Thompson been watching for the last 3 years that he thinks all of a sudden – Rojas is going to get a hit. There's no shot he was getting hit last night.
Now, there have been times where the moment wasn't as big that he's come up with. You know, when remember when he was sitting down because he couldn't bunt?
Yeah.
And he had some moments where he could bunt. To me, Joe, in that situation, when you talk about the way the game was going and the person that gave you the best chance to get on base with his speed, To me, that's Rojas.
But he can't get on base.
Yeah, that's the thing. But you can't.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You can't hide him from the moment. You have to at some point. He has to step out of it. This is where, for me, I look at the young players and I'm like, dude, you have to grow and evolve as a player because the teams are always looking to upgrade. And fortunate enough for you, they haven't found an adequate upgrade for you yet, but it's coming. And you have to know, like, in moments like the one that you had last night, like your teammates are looking at you and the manager's looking at you, yeah. And they're like, dog, these – what you call it last time he had it? The game finds
him.
The
game always finds him.
The game finds him. And every time the game finds you, you come up short, you know you're on the clock.
Well,
you know,
he should be on the clock.
Yeah, he's on the clock.
He can't hit. I mean, it's been 3 years. Rojas can't hit. I mean, we all know this. And I just thought last night was another example of Rob Thompson being too robotic. I mean, sometimes I like Topper, and I think overall over 162, he keeps the guys loose and calm, and he's done some good stuff this year, and he doesn't have a great bullpen to work with. I don't think he's bad, but I do think in big moments, he's too robotic in lefty-righty, lefty-righty. We see that with the lineup until this year where he got a little bit more flexible with that. Last night, they went down with Sosa, Buddy Kennedy, and Johan Rojas. Again, I understand lefty-righty, and I understand why there's a platoon advantage and why teams like to exploit that. You're telling me Buddy Kennedy and Johan Rojas gave you a better chance last night than Kepler or Marsh or Stott? It's only because they're lefty-righty. That's what last night was. I know that last night is not an October game, but Hugh, that felt like a big game, and it felt like the kind of game that we're going to play in the playoffs. There's going to be a game in October.
This is the gauntlet that we were talking
about. And the Astros are obviously a playoff team, and they've got great pitch. Like, last night, it was the Astros, right? But that same game last night, we could do against the Cubs or the Dodgers or the Mets in the postseason. It could be the same exact game. And I watched it, and I'm like, he's really going down with Buddy Kennedy and Rojas. I put last night on Topper at the end. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Rob Thompson after the game last night. I guess giving credit to Rojas. Here's Topper.
Rojas gets up 2-0 to count against Hader there. Would you like to see him take a pitch? You know, especially since that one got out of the zone.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it was a strike, so might as well waffle on it. You're not going to get too many good pitches to hit.
And I know what's left on left, but lefties have actually got Hader a little bit this year. Like, do you consider at all choosing a lefty there?
No.
That's a disastrous sequence of answers by Rob Thompson. First of all, almost like the shrug and sigh, like, what are you going to do? And then he said he didn't even consider the lefties?
Well, you got to believe in your guys.
No, you don't. You don't have to believe in Johan Rojas.
You have to believe that they're going to try to come through in a moment. Now, I get it. For Top, it's probably still he's considering this early. And as we progress through this, there might be some adjustments made, but man, come on, Rojas. There's been too many opportunities that you've had that some would say that you've squandered, especially when you talk about the Otto Kemp situation a few weeks ago when he had to lay down a bunt, and he did that, And somebody asked him, when was the last time you laid out a bun? He said it was like 1982 or something, because you know he's old. As,
I was waiting for the old joke. Yeah, the old joke. He said it was 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was like, but the point is this. It was a while ago. And you have to know the moment, and you have to know what's needed in the moment. You know, and Rojas has been up here long enough to know that, man, hell, work that count. Work it as much as you possibly can. Try to get somebody else up to bat. If you can't get the job done, at least put somebody in position that can get the job.
And he's batting ninth, which means Trey and Schwarber are
next. That's
what
I'm saying. Put somebody else in position that could get it done. You know, but, you know, it's one of those things where you have to grow. If you want to be here, you have to grow.
Yeah, I'm done with the growth on Rojas. He can't play. I mean, he cannot hit at a major league level. And the fact that Topper said he didn't even consider the lefties and even got – I mean, the question was kind of thrown at him with the backdrop of lefties have hit Hader better this year than in the past. And it was even – the numbers we were in there to support, hey, what, you pick your lefty. I don't care which one you throw up there. Stott because he could work a walk. Morris because he's hit lefties better. Or Kepler because he obviously has the most power. Throw one of them to the plate. Give me a shot there. Instead, it's Rojas. Kyle back in the studio here. What'd you feel last night? Who do you blame as Rojas goes down and they waste a great Rangers
start? Yeah, that's on Topper. Like, I think we all know what Johan Rojas is at this point. He's a turd. He's not very good as a hitter.
Well, and some of us are waiting for him to take a lead.
I know. And, no, Hugh, you don't have to trust your guys if your guys stink.
You do have to trust your guys.
No, you don't.
Guy.
Did you trust Rojas in that moment? Then why should Rob Thompson, who sees him every single day,
I was willing to give him a chance.
Oh, jeez. Nobody with eyes thought he was getting hit last night.
No. And I understand that Dave Dombrowski didn't load this roster up with great options in that moment. They could use a right-handed bat, sure. But you're going to sit here and tell me there were no better options than Johan Rojas to take that at-bat at that moment? By the way, they brought it up when they were talking to Topper after the game. Hader against left-handed pitching this year, left-handed batters have a 905 OPS against
Hader. So lefties have crushed him.
And a 479 for righties. So, like, that's a fine spot to put a left-handed hitter. I don't know, maybe Max Kepler, who's, you know, he had, like, one hot week, and then he's cooled off, so maybe not him. But how about Brandon Marsh? I mean, he was one of the hottest hitters on the team for a while. And, by the way, he's finally catching up with his splits. He's hitting left-handed pitching well. Yep. So, like, I don't know. Like, Johan Rojas is probably the last guy I can think of that should take that at-bat in the moment. You can even put Bryson Stott there. And, like, by the way, with the count being 2-0, like, T-Mac and Rube were right. Take another freaking pitch, dude. Just try and pass the baton over to Trey Turner. And Topper needs to be on that, too. Like, he needs to talk to Johan Rojas. And they need to discuss, like, these kind of outcomes and these kind of possibilities here. Like, I don't know. That can't happen in a postseason game. Or else we'll all be ripping Topper.
I totally agree with that. But let's workshop this a little bit. If who gives you the best chance of scoring if they get on base? Is it Marsh or Rojas?
Well, it's Rojas. But he's the least likely to get on base.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Marsh is fast, too.
No, but when I said that Rojas gives you the best chance.
Rojas's speed is.
But Marsh gives you a better chance to get on base. You need to get on base to score.
But you're looking to try to score, right, and extend the game.
But you gotta crawl before you need somebody. This guy can't crawl.
I hear what you're saying. And that's why I've said that you are in a position, Rojas, where you have to work the count. You got to get on base.
Well, yeah,
like that should be your
by
number.
The way,
however that happens, you need to get on base.
It doesn't even matter if he's on base. There's a guy in front of him who's going to move up in the scoring position if he gets on. So it's not about how fast Rojas is. Like, I mean, I guess you can.
Well, I look at it more so.
You can take the lead with him. But like,
that's what I'm saying. He's the tying run.
But all you need in that moment is somebody to get on base and move that runner up to second base. Because that's the tying run right there.
And he's the least likely to do it. I mean, there's people today that I'm sure going to be on Dombrowski, and I agree. All agree they got to improve the team, but Topper's got to manage the team he had last night. Can we hear Topper again after the game? This just sounded to me like a manager just like shrugged his shoulders, like, "What are we going to do? Tough day." Let's hear Topper again after his nine hitter goes up there and has an awful at bat to the point where, I mean, T-Mac's pretty reserved. T-Mac doesn't usually.
Yeah, he was a little salty.
He was, but he's right. All right, let's hear Topper again after the game last night. Just, again, this is an audible or audio shrug of the shoulders. Here it was, Topper on Rojas.
Rojas gets up 2-0 on the count against Hader there. Would you like to see him take a pitch? You know, especially since that one got out of the zone.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it was a strike, so you might as well waffle at it. You're not going to get too many good pitches to hit.
And I know what's left on left, but lefties have actually got Gator a little bit this year. Like, do you consider at all shooting a lefty there?
No.
Did he say might as well waffle at it? Was that the wording I heard?
I heard waffle. I don't know in the context in which he said it, but I did hear waffle.
So if we think the best Rojas could do is waffle at a pitch from a top reliever, why is he hit at the plate? He's talking about him like he's a 7-year-old playing against 12-year-olds in Little League. Give us your best shot, kid. Swing the bat. Like, this division could come down to one game.
I believe in you.
This division could come down to one game. And it felt like last night the manager's like, what are you going to do? We'll get him tomorrow. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on last night? A frustrating loss for the Phillies. They start a road trip. Ranger was brilliant, as he's been for the better part.
Trying to get that bread.
Well, he's going to get that bread. It's a matter of who's going to give it to him. But he is. And the Ranger thing, we have so far moved past him going to the bullpen. Like, he can't. He's too good as a reliever right now for that to be an option for the Phillies. But the loss last night. Rojas, Topper, who do you blame? You can blame Dabrowski if you want to. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
I used to work with a guy named Dick Handler.
You know, so the conversation from yesterday continues.
Yeah. No, you know what's funny, Jeff? I was in the mall yesterday. I had to get my passport. And somebody yelled at me in the mall, Dick Fitz!
Yeah, that conversation went off the rails, but it was so entertaining.
That was
well, it did, and as soon as it started, I knew it would. Yeah,
yeah.
And then I started looking up all the other names, and it went off the rails. But what do you think of today, Jeff?
Well, it's on Rojas initially because first of all, you got to think of the situation. You need to get guys on base. You've got 2-0 count late in the game. The team coming up behind you. So, however you can get on. You need to get on and don't be swinging at a 2-0 pitch.
By hook or
by crook. The problem is there isn't much better options on the bench. Although the stats that Kyle gave, I didn't know the left-handers hit better against Hader than righties right now. So I would have had Stott pinch hit just because he knows how to work a count. Maybe even Marsh.
Any of them, Jeff. Any
besides the guy that was out there.
Anyone besides it. I think Kepler's probably considering his season the worst option, but he's got the most power that he can maybe run into one. It did. Any of them he would have put up there, Jeff, I would have felt better. And then I've seen the Rojas story so many times, and he's overmatched. I don't care if the guy's lefty or righty. He's overmatched against big-time pitching.
I only want to see him in the game late in the outfield position, not at the plate. He's just not going to work.
Right, he's a defensive replacement.
Yeah,
right.
he's had some, I'm not going to lie, he's had some bad moments, though. He's had some moments where it's just like, seriously? Like, for real?
Mm-hmm.
This game was a microcosm for what could happen in the playoffs. You said it earlier. And I don't like Topper's, okay, whatever. That's kind of what he said, like, maybe it was a strike, I don't know. Like, dude, are you paying attention?
Yeah, it looked high. I mean, maybe it was a borderline strike, but it wasn't like a pitch down the middle. I mean, it wasn't an obvious strike.
No, it's he doesn't have much to work with, but there were better options on the bench last night.
Yeah, and that's the bottom line is there were better options. And Jeff, appreciate the phone call. Last night in the big picture, it is a 1-0 loss to a good team on the road. It's not like a killer loss, but it. My thing is we're going to see a moment like this again, and is Topper going to push the right button? And we saw this, you mentioned the 2023 NLCS against the Diamondbacks. Topper was slow to the draw, right? He was slow to the draw. He let Rojas keep hitting, and the kid was just totally overwhelmed in that series. And last night, I don't know if it was slow to the draw. He just didn't arrive to the table. I mean, he didn't arrive to the scene. Like, he just sat there and watched him give up an at-bat. I mean, when you're ahead 2-0 in the count, you got an advantage. You have a real chance to get on base. Mm-hmm. And he gave it right back by swinging at that 2-0 pitch, and he took the bat out of Trey's hands. 215-592-9494. A lot to discuss today on the show. We're live at McGurk's in Langhorne, one of their newest locations. Come on out. Hang out today. Great lunch specials. We're going to be here doing our show from 10 to 2 today. McGurk's in Langhorne. Where do you come down on last night? 1-0 loss. Obviously, the offense wasn't good last night. But how it ended, is that on Rojas for the at-bat? Is it on Topper for letting him hit, which that's how I feel. I mean, he should have never let him hit. Or Dombrowski for giving his manager this kind of bottom of the order, which last night included Buddy Kennedy and Johan Rojas. Your calls now, plus another update on Bryce Harper from Dave Dombrowski And an interesting take this morning from Ben Davis on the whole Harper thing. We'll update you on Bryce, your phone calls on how the game ended last night. We'll get to some NBA draft stuff as well. Tonight, the Sixers own the third pick. It is the Midday Show live, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.